like to call BOE back to order from recess. First order of business we have this afternoon is Mr. Griffin. Would you like to join us at the podium? And good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
We're looking at a parcel that is in Cedarwood Estates.
Right, correct.
Currently appraised at $62,150.
Correct.
You go right ahead.
Do what? Go ahead.
You go right ahead.
Okay. Lots 1 through 12 are unimproved lots. There's no buildings, no utilities, no nothing on them. Just flat unimproved lots.
And how many lots?
There's 12 of them.
Okay.
They're valued at $62,000. I have another 10 lots in that area that's just south of there, probably about 100 yards away, and those are valued at approximately, what's the valuation of them? Well, the valuation of them is about one-tenth of what the current value of these are, and then they're just, they're both unimproved lots. And about 4 years ago, I got a bill for my lots 1 through 12, and they went from about $100 a year to $650 a year in taxes. And when I called up to find out what was wrong, the guy said, well, you've got utilities on them now. They brought the sewer down there, and they brought the water down there, and so the value of your lots increased. I said, well, that seems like a lot to me to go from $100 to $600. And he said, well, it's improved lots, and so you can take it up with the Board of Equalization, but that's the value I placed on it, was a previous assessor. And so I didn't do anything. Well, last year when I got the bill again, I said, well, I'm going to have to do something. So I went down to Merriam Woods to find out where the utilities ran, and there are no utilities on those lots. They're unimproved lots just like the other 10. But my taxes are six times what they are for those previous lots. Now, included in the packet is the valuations and the taxes on both those parcels of land, and there's also a couple of lots that were that I don't own that are in that same Cedarwood Estates addition that are valued considerably less than what those 12 lots are valued at.
Let's go back to the picture there again.
The one that's in blue there is those 12 lots.
Okay, and they're all in the same section.
They're right next to each other. They're all 100 right. by 100 lots.
But I'm going to ask Chuck, are they in the, they're not split by parcel or anything, so we could do all?
No, they're all combined in one parcel.
Okay.
That's the number that he's appealed. It's all those lots together in one number.
All right.
So if you're going into Rockaway Beach and you're going up from Forsyth, and you're coming up around Piper Slough there?
Right.
And then you turn right.
Correct.
What is that, a quarter mile up there, a little more?
Oh, it's not. Yeah, maybe less than that.
On the right-hand side?
Yeah, it's not very far. Probably a quarter of a mile. There's only six. There's like 900-foot lots. I think there's, if I remember correctly, this is six lots here, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's about 1,100-foot square lots between where this starts and this is. So you're looking about 1,100 feet. It's not even a quarter of a mile. These are the other parcel that I was talking about that are, I pay $100 a year on these parcels, and there's 10 or 12 lots in that. And I'm paying $600 a year, $650.
I'm assuming those down there, Chuck, are probably agriculturally assessed around the bottom of that. No, they're not? No.
If you look at the next
Shawn residential land.
The next lot to the right.
Go back to the map again, Christy, please. Okay, Chuck, go ahead.
Well, if you look to the next, to the right of
right there.
Mr. Griffin's lot, that parcel, well, Christy's going to show you, we've got it on for $3,205 in the lot. As you can see, Steve's a little bit bigger, but not $62,000 bigger.
That one that he's got in there, when it was originally purchased back in, at this state tax sale, was six individual lots that were about 100 square feet apiece. 100 wide by 100 long.
Okay, that's what I was wanting to know, of the depth on those.
They're 100 by 100. So this, the one that's right beside it, was six lots, and it's appraised substantially less than the 12 lots that I've got.
So you don't have any utilities on this particular piece where...
On none of it. None of Cedarwood Estates has utilities at all.
Okay.
None of Cedarwood Estates does. It's all raw land. I'm getting ready to retire. I was going to look at it and see where the utilities were so I could decide where I was going to build a house. And got down there and they told me, well, you got no utilities there. We don't even have any plans for putting utilities there.
On the piece that's at the right, if that's half the size and the assessed value is at 610.
It's 3205.
For appraised?
For appraised, yeah.
So 3205 doubled would be 6410.
6410.
For the entire parcel. And what would that be assessed? It'd be twice what the other one was, and what was it?
610 would be 1220.
So it'd be 1220 assessed. Which would be 12 times 4, probably around $48 in taxes a year.
It's just $650.
Move to set the value of BOE number 2014-122 at
6410.
6410.
Second. Motion's made and seconded to establish the value of BOE number 2014-122 at 6410 appraised value. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Ms. Hagston, how are you today?
Ron telling me to be receiving a note.
Sir, you'll be receiving a notice from the county clerk's office in just the next few days verifying the decision that we made.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help. Yeah.
Give me just a second, ma'am. I'm going to get this called up on my computer here.
You want to bring that up?
I've got it all here.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I've got it on the tail end of my notes.
This is in Riverside Acres.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And whenever you're ready, we're ready.
Okay. That's my son's house.
Okay.
And we had it appraised by Craig Meekum and Associates on December 28th, 13. And his appraisal came in at $193,500. The county has the house at $224,408. So the county's appraised value is $30,908 over the appraised value.
Do you have the copy of the appraisal with you?
I do.
Could I look at it, please?
When you look at the value, Craig has the land valued at $15,000, the site value, and the county has it at $40,000. So that's one.
Here's the blood.
Chuck, do you have any comments on this one? Because I'm going to make a motion for the appraisal if we don't. If you don't
have any argument there.
I make a motion to set the property value on, let me look this up, BOE number 124 at 193.5.
Actually, it's 123, I think. Are we looking at the first parcel here? This
is
the
one. Under Charles and Stacy.
Which one Charles are we looking at on that?
Charles and Stacy.
2014-123.
Okay, 2997.
123, that's what my motion is to set it at the appraised value that she presented as evidence.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and second to establish the value of BOE number at 2014-123 at $193,500. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Okay. Now we are on BOE number 2014-124. It's also in Riverside Acres.
Mm-hmm. Right next door to my son.
Okay.
And Craig appraised that on the same date, December 28th of 13. Craig's value was 212. The county's value is 272,643. So it's a difference of 60,643.
Is that appraisal on the same date?
Yes. Yep. The houses are side by side.
Mr. Pennell, the same question. Do you have any comment on this appraisal versus what the county has it set at? I'm going to make a motion that we set the value of 124 at the evidence presented at $212,000.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to establish the value of BOE number 2014-124 at $212,000 per the appraisal that was presented. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
We'd like to thank you for...
All right, do you have more?
I have one more thing I'd like to ask you. If you can look on it, too.
Is it on there? Is it a schedule?
It is not. But we bought 3 lots across the street from here, and we paid $7,000 apiece. And here's the closing statement. Sales price at $321.
In the subdivision, correct?
Same subdivision, yeah. In fact, I would have been better, too. Did you give me that? I said you was. Head of appraise, the bank head of this shows that it's all 3 lots.
Well, let me ask you a question. This is a request to the clerk's office to be heard at BOE on all three.
Oh.
So I'm kind of at, because we're not on the
Mr. Hausman,
schedule.
First two that we are hearing today were turned in on time. These were not. As you see on the note, they were received on July 2nd.
Hold on. Go ahead.
We walked down on March 18th of this year.
Yes.
Have been appraised on April 18th.
Okay.
Opens up on bank have been appraised for us. On June 23rd, and it was mailed on the 24th, I didn't receive it in time to appeal. So I called Chuck on the 1st.
Yes.
Got a day late to appeal. I couldn't appeal if I didn't get the letter in time. I talked to the state tax commission. He said since it was within this year, it's like a short time, that I could request that you hear this. Because we paid $7,000.
I understand. My recommendation to the board is that we do hear this, based on the fact that she didn't receive it in time. The board has to make the decision, though, as to...
That's the statute that allows us to.
Is there any objection?
Here's your other. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Is there any objection by the board that we add a number and hear this?
Is there, how many properties are there? Is there one property or is there...
There's three different lots.
It's three lots.
But
what?
We paid $7,000.
Give us just a minute. Is there any?
Sorry.
Does anybody wish to dispute the fact that we can move forward first?
What I'm wanting to clarify is she made an attempt to get the appraisal, but it didn't come back in time for the appeal.
No, she didn't receive notice on the valuation of this property after purchasing timely enough to make an appeal to the board.
We sent the letter back saying we paid $7,000 apiece. We paid $21,000 for the three. I was shocked to see that the value, we paid $21,000. The value from the county came back at $117,600 within just a couple months' time. I was surprised. And I have recent MLS.
I don't care to hear it.
We're within the limits of the law to hear it if we decide to hear it statutorily. And Brandon has that statute, but we can hear it.
Okay. I
move that we go ahead and listen to this because of the...
Timing.
Is there a second?
I'll go ahead, Brandon.
Motion is made and second to... hear this appeal. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Okay, now, let's start with the parcel. There are three lots that you purchased.
Mm-hmm. Can I
you have your purchase date here. You have your purchase price here. Mm-hmm. You have an appraisal of lots. Mm-hmm. But we're going to need to the assessor to weigh in on the value in this area. Is there a way that we can go where the description of these are? On a map, Christy?
Can I start the numbers?
I will here in a minute.
Can I say I've been a licensed realtor for 22 years?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I've been a licensed realtor for 22 years, and my livelihood, my income, has come from real estate and construction.
Mm-hmm.
And based on what I know, you know, even though I think lots in that area would sell for $15,000, but I think assessed, if they, a county called them $20,000, I don't think too many people would complain. That's probably more than what they're going to sell for.
Where are these located?
Poverty Gulch Road. Off of
Iowa
Colony.
Colony. And off of it.
Yeah. Do you turn in that drive off there and go back into a subdivision type circle?
No. Well, I don't know if that's...
That's Poverty Gulch, isn't it?
Is that, Chuck, is that part of...
You know where Jack Medford
states?
Lives?
Who?
Jack Medford.
How far are these from the your parcel?
Across the street.
Your house.
Right.
Okay, can you call it per parcel? Is that what you've got, Kristen?
We have taken the road in on time.
Yeah. Is it the one that had the road built across, the fence built across?
Yes.
Yeah.
At one point.
Yeah. Okay, one more time. Are you guys watching? Show us which lots we're talking about.
This one?
Yes.
This is Iowa Colony. This one which faces the gravel, and this one which faces the gravel. My house is here, and my son's house is here.
Okay.
This one's
this higher.
Sold us 2 years ago for and these here are the ones that are on the market that I gave you tear sheets, the MLS. They're on the market for $14,500 instead of $2,500. And they've been on and off the market for 6 years.
Lane is the one, that one that she's got the cursor on, does that have a lake view?
No. No, it has a nice easterly view over the hill back towards Critter Trail, but you can't see the lake.
And so that I can get this all down straight, your recommended value that you said that you would be satisfied with would be $20,000.
I don't think that would be unfair. I don't think they'll bring it. I don't think that's fair. I think it's higher than fair market what you'd get, but I don't think it's an unfair.
What is the size of the smallest one facing Iowa Colony?
4.4. Just under half an acre.
And you have an appraisal for that one, you said?
That one I do. The other one facing Iowa Colony.
Long, do you have it? What's the appraised value on that?
$12,000. But if you read his little notes in there, I think he says something about values could be $20,000. That's Chris Cooper.
Yeah, he appraised it at 12, but he talked about that on the market it might be 20.
And Symington has a lot up on the gravel side, and hers is 1.9 something, and her appraised value is 24 something.
If she looks up, I mean,
I will entertain a motion to establish all three lots at 20.
So moved.
And
is that $20,000 each?
Yes.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to establish all three lots at $20,000 each. We're getting ready to have discussion. What I would like, Christy, is to go through the motions of establishing BOE numbers for these parcels, if you can help me with that.
So it'll be number 147,
148, 149. And you're going to fill in for us the assessor's numbers?
Yes.
Identification numbers? The motion before us is to establish the value of BOE numbers 2014, 147, 148, and 149 at $20,000 each, appraised value. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Did you have anything else?
No, that's it.
Oh. No, this was mine, I think. Yes.
That it?
We're all set. Now, you will also receive notice just in the next few days from the county clerk's office of all those actions, and that will all be effective for this year.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is this a call or is this?
So, could we have Brandon sing Secret Agent?
Secret Agent. Is that what you want?
Yeah. Gotcha. You right on.
Make a quick comment.
Yes, sir.
Those lots you just changed, if you look across Iowa Colony Road, where you've got all those sitting up there with Lakeview, we got those lots on at $15,000, $16,000.
They aren't itty bitty, though.
Yeah, but they're Lakeview. We've got them on for half the price that we got some of those off on the other. You think that's accurate?
I know where I'd rather have a house, but...
But aren't they where the cabins used to be?
Yeah, they're itty-bitty.
I mean, years ago, before there was anything on that road, that's where them old cabins used to set. That's where Iowa Colony got its name, was from those buildings.
Yeah.
And they were basically one room or... I don't know what sits there now. I mean, I haven't been through there.
There's some of them, then you got Cliff. It's like big enough for a small cabin and then Cliff.
Yeah.
How wide are those lots out in front there by the colony, Jeff? Are they 100 feet or are they less?
Well, if you look at there's one directly across from the one that faced Iowa Colony that you just did.
Yes, sir.
If you look at that one, I don't have the measurements here, but it's nearly twice as wide as most of them, and it's on for 16,000. The only reason I bring up the point, I've talked about it a couple of three times about the issue that the assessor's office has with land values, that we've got a lot of land values to look at. My thought is that kind of a lake view, although it is on a bluff and you don't have quite the area that some of those on that side road have. Here's what I was speaking of.
And you're living across the street over there where Randy lives, though.
We've got a pretty nice house.
That's worth Jim or Randy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we've got that.
Go ahead, Chuck.
We've got that lot on for $16,350.
It just floods them out, though.
Yeah.
That's why they're so cheap.
I'm going to hide.
Yeah.
Beacon will give you your lot sizes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I have to have something here. The monuments are about the one here.
All right. We have GGW coming up.
Step out here. My wife's called about the hospital. Not just one bunch of others.
We are in recess, are we not?
No, we're not.
Let's go to recess.